Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Gimel. Gemara ended off yesterday with the discussion about what is Tzeisa Kochavim, how many stars do we need to be considered Tzeisa Kochavim. And the Gemara ended off yesterday where the Gemara says that there is a certain stars that appear during the day. Those stars are not part of the kochavim that we talk about. When we say three stars, halacha, you need three stars. That's the stars that come out at night. But the star that you can see during the day is not included. The Gemara continues in that theme, get into a little bit more of astrology. And we say over that, you know, I was zochah Baruch Hashem to do four machzorim of Daf Yomi Shirim in Bavli. Whenever it came to these Gemaras, whether it was in Brachas or Shabbos or other Masechtas that are very technically oriented regarding the shape of the stars and the sun and the moon, I'll never forget that the first time I had it, I had a person who was a scientist / astrologer in the shir, and he provided such incredible insights into these things that I've remembered it ever since. I wish I had that here for this stuff. Says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov, Deroimna, B'Shem Rav Yudah Ben Pazi. Rav Yaakov, one opinion is from Rome, another one says it's Jerome, south, from the south, said the name Rav Yudah Ben Pazi. Kochav Echad Vadayom. One star, as we said, is the Yom, is definitely day. Shnayim Laila. But two, when we see two, it's night. Now, this is different than what we said before. Because before we quoted that the opinion that we had before of Rav Pinchas was that one is definitely day, three is definitely night, and two is suffik. Here, it's two is definitely night, according to the Shita Ridimapazi. This is a different opinion that it's two alone is considered night. Now, of course, the problem is that, as Amar is going to say, v'lesley suffik. What about Ben Hashmashos? We know there's a Zman Suffik. We know that everyone agrees that there's a Zman Suffik. We're not sure what the Suffik is, but there's a Zman Suffik. So if one is day and two is night, what's the Suffik? Says the Gemara, Islan Suffik Ben Kochav LeKochav. The Suffik is between the appearance of the first Kochav, the first star, and LeKochav, the second one. Between those two stars, that is the Zman of Ben Hashmashos. That's a Zman of Suffik. So again, Pinchas said that if you have one, it's definitely day. No Shaila. And until two, that's when the Suffik starts. But this Shita holds that it's a Suffik as soon as the one finishes, then the second one begins. And as the Gemara says, that the, as we find in the, and then Pnei Moshe explains, Gemara says, we know that there's a Kuyama agrees that there's Ben Hashmashos Zman. So why isn't this Tana, I hope my time of Lechoshev lay? So it said, the Gemara says, no, that it be Delo Mitra Suffolk Ella Ben Kokov Larishon Lechoshev Ben Kokov Sheni. The time between the two stars, that is the Zman that's considered the Zman Suffolk. Tana, the Gemara said, we don't do a Braisa. Kol Zman She Pnei Mizrach Madimos, as long as the eastern face of the sky is Madimos, is red. Zeu Yom, this is day. Ichsifon, when it gets darker, when it becomes more clouded, gray, then it begins, the Mefarshim explain when the redness begins to become fader, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha, becomes faded. Zeu Ben Hashmashos, this is Ben Hashmashos. So now what does it mean? At least we know the sun sets in the west. So what does it mean? What does it mean about the east? But since when the sun sets in the west, and it's a strong, strong setting, a strong showing, so then it causes a reddish glow also on the Mizrach, on the eastern side as well. So when you see that, you know it's still Zeh Yom, that is the day. That is the day. However, when it gets grayer, it gets a little darker, Zeh Ben Hashmash, this is Zman Ben Hashmash, Zman HaSafik. Hishchiru, when it gets Hishchiru, black, Shachar, when it gets blackened, then Naseh Elyon Shavu LaTachton. And then means that the upper part of the sky is now equal to the bottom part of the sky. So then they both look, they're both black, same color. Zeh Laila. This is considered Laila. This is considered the Zman of Laila. Now we know that the Lukuliamalo Pligi, that this Zman of complete darkness in the sky, everyone agrees this light, there's no question about that at all. The Ben Hashmash is when you have that mixed color, it's gray, a little bit gray, a little white, a little black. That is where we say that it's considered Ben Hashmash is a Safed Dikazman. The Ben Moshe explains this, Hsifu, Hishchiru Avalola Gamre, it's blackened but not completely. Shadayan Gova Shal Kippa Sarakia Lahushkur. The Kippa, the covering, the top part of the sky, is not blackened yet. That is Ben Hashmashos. But Hishchiru, when both the top and the bottom, the Kippa Le'elyon and the Tachton, both become, to the one towards the ground and towards the heaven, becomes dark, that is considered Vaday Laila. That's considered Vaday Night. And that is the Shita we find in Shulchan Aruch, that many of them hold that it's considered the Zman, the Grush Shita, and you have the others that the Be'er Lecha quotes, is considered clearly, people wait for that Zman, three stars not enough, has to be the blackened sky. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoimeh, another Shita, Halvana B'tukufasa, when we talk about the Zman of Ben Hashmashos, the Sufik Dik Zman, what is that period? Halvana B'tukufasa, when the moon is p'tukufasa in its full maximum strength, then hischil galgil chama lishkoa, then the sphere, the outer rim of the sun, begins the shaka to set, utchilas galgal levena la'alos, levana la'alos, and the beginning, the top part, the glow of the moon begins to go up, begins to rise. Zeh Ben Hashmashos. When they both seem to happen together, and that they work together, that seems to be the Zman, what we call a Ben Hashmashos Dik Zman. I remember many years ago, Simcha Wasserman once said that when he was a young baka and he was learning in Kelm, he once took a walk in the afternoon Seder in the end with a chaver of his, and they took a walk outside and they saw on the hill, when they turned to the right, they saw the moon. When they turned to the left, they saw the sun, both in the sky at the same time. He said to him, it was an incredible, inspiring moment for him. And whenever he faced in life something difficult, he remembered that moment and said, the blackness is going to settle, and soon as the brightness, the sun is going to rise, and we know it's going to be a new day. And it gave him chizuk to continue to get through that dark period for the sun that's going to come the next day. The metaphor of what he had seen. But again, this Gemara says, Zeh Ben Hashmashos, Galgal Chama Lishkoa, Chilz Galgal Lavona La'alos, in that particular time, that is the Zman of what Ben Hashmashos is when you see both of them together. Many opinions in Halacha, exactly what this is, what this Zman this is, how long this period is. The see all the nice Kalev on Shulchan Aruch here, it's a tremendous arichas here. Amar Chanina, another halacha. Gilgal, sof Gilgal chama, lishkoa, utchilas galgel levana la'alos. A little bit of a different focus. At the end of Gilgal chama, before we said, Rabbi said, hischil Gilgal chama lishkoa, when the outer layer of the sun begins to set, in the beginning of the outer layer of the moon begins to rise. That's Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi Chanina says a little bit different. It's Sof Gilgal Chama Lishkoa. In the end, in the beginning, the glow of the sun finishes setting, and the Tchilas Gilgal Levona, and the beginning of the shine of the moon begins to rise in the east. That is Ben Hashmashos. That is Ben Hashmashos. A little bit of a different time, a different Zman Safek. Before that, he said it's Vadayom. After that, it's Vadalayla. But that period, a few second difference, is the considered Ben Hashmashos. The Tani Shmuel, and Shmuel learned similar halacha, similar to Rav Chanina Shita. Ein alavana zorakas b'shoa shachama shokas. There's a rule that the moon never begins to shine, begins to glow. Kishacham zorakas, when the sun is still setting. Velo shokas b'shoa shacham zorakas, and neither does the sun set when the moon begin to set when the sun is shining. So in other words, basically they don't happen at the same time. Before he says, or Rebbe says, Gilgul Chama Shkoh Tchila, it sort of happens simultaneously. Be'etz Bein Hashmashos. Chanina says no, that one follows the other. It's not simultaneously. And there Shmuel says, I agree, because there's a brisa like that that says that you never have them together. There's always a few second difference between the beginning and the end, and therefore that is Bein Hashmashos. This, by the way, is the foundation in Tosis that we have in many places in Shas, excuse me, in Shabbos and in Psachim, that it talks about the different Zmanim of Shkiyas Hachama and when the Zman of Suffolk begins. Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon, the Be'er Halacha has a tremendous arichas here in they're talking about the Zman Mincha and the Shir Zman Mincha as to what is considered sunset and what's not considered sunset. And based upon this shita in Reb Chanina, as to what is the beginning, what is the end of this period, to define Bein Hashmashos is going to be the difference of the shita of these Rishonim and early Achronim. Says the Gemara Vayta, Reb Shmuel Bachia Bayuda B'Shem Reb Chanina. He said over the name Reb Chanina, Hischil Galgil Chama L'Shkoa, when the beginning of the glow of the sun, it begins to set. Adam oimei b'rosh har Karmel. A person could be standing on the top of Har Karmel, and obviously he's a tuman kohen who wants to do the avoda, wants to eat the truma. So the Mishnah says, "Yared tovil b'yama gadova ola." He goes down from the mountain of Har Karmel to the Mediterranean Sea, and he is tovil. Va'ola, and he goes up from the water, and he can go ahead and eat the truma. Why? Because chazaka b'yom taval is a chazaka that when he was taval b'yom. Now we know that tful yom, what happens is when a person has to wait the period of time in order to be able to eat the truma b'layla, he has to be taval b'yom. If he misses the tefillah b'yom, he can't eat till the next day. Till the next day, he has to go tful yom the next day, and then following day after that, he can eat. Eat the truma, eat the kodesh. So here, you could go down from Yama Carmel, go stand in the Rosh HaKarmel, go down, and then he's able to go up and be tova and be able to go. Now, what does this mean? This, again, is the shita that we find. What the Chanina is basically telling us, this lamashal, this example, this time frame that we're talking about, a period of time that we could be able to come down, enough time to be able, before Bein Hashmashos, before the sun sets completely, you come down the mountain and go into the Yam. There was enough time during the Bein Hashmashos period to be still considered Tavo B'yom to be able to eat Truma B'layla. So the Chayr, it's a long period of time. Chazaka B'yom Tava? How long of a period is that? The Gemara qualifies that. Hadar de Tamar. That we said, Bahu de Azul B'kupandra. That's when a person who's going down the mountain by way of a shortcut. But Ramu to Azabistra, but for someone who's going down the way of the Shrata, the roads, the regular normal highways, the roads, Lobada, they're not talking about such a person. The person who takes the longer we're not referring to. Explains the Pnei Moshe. What does this mean? There was a shortcut to come down from Har Karmel to go down to the Yam, to go down to the Mediterranean Sea. It was a shortcut. If you went down in that way, there was enough time during Bein Hashmashos to be considered Tevul Yom. But if you went the long way, Derech HaRab Makushalon, the highways, the roads that were set up, Lobada, Lobazam Rukazaka B'yom Taval. We should show Arbe B'siva V'alicha Derech HaStar. Because that long way, that road circles a mountain, goes around and around, instead of a deep drop, going down straight. And therefore, it's a much longer trip. And that does not include it in the Zman of Bein Hashmashos. That would clearly be ready after the day ends. There would be no chazaka that it's still beyom. And therefore, he would not be able to eat truma in the evening. Says the Gemara. When we talk about this period of Bein Hashmashos, let's get a little deeper understanding, the Gemara says, into what is this Zman. Ezu Bein Hashmashos. What is this period of Bein Hashmashos that we keep on referring to? Rav Adan Huma, Letipo shel dam l'shinu suna agabe chuda shel sayef. A mushel to a drop of blood is put on the edge of a sword. Nechelka atipa l'kan l'kan. And the drop gets divided into two, goes down on each side of the sword. Zeh ben hashmash. This is the zman of ben hashmash. Now, what do we mean? What does Pshat mean by a drop? When you put a drop of blood on top of a sword, so it doesn't just and it comes down slowly on both sides of the sword. So therefore, that zman, that period of time, is considered ben hashmashos. That is the period of time where we consider the time between the sun end, the day ending and the evening beginning, and that is considered the shear of a karafayim, which I'm going to explain in a moment. It is a very small amount of period. The time it takes a drop to go down on two sides, it's nothing. It's seconds. That's ben hashmashos. And Bnei Moshe again explains why is he giving this mashal? Because the drop of blood ain't no medesham. It doesn't stay on the top of the blade by the tip even for a second. It doesn't sit. The minute you put it there, it goes right down nechas lekan lekan. It goes right down the two sides of the sword. That period of time, which is almost instantaneous, you can't even time it, that's Ben Hashmashos. That's why it picks, and why does it pick, therefore, says the Bnei Moshe, Tipa Shel Dam, why don't you say a drop of water? Because Tipa Shel Mayim, you know, Medes Klal Alachor Hazeh. There's nothing kashir, there's nothing. In other words, you can't say you put a drop of water on the tip of the sword, says the Bnei Moshe, and then look at the drop going down on both sides. Because water doesn't sit for a second. So there's not any zman. It's not even a zman. Blood is thicker. So it will take somewhat of a split second or a quarter of a second or whatever that is, that zman, that it will congeal itself for a second and then come down. So that is already a zman. It's something, it's there. It's stayed for a second. And that is already a zman and now coming down on both sides. That will be considered a shear of a shear of Chanina, with the shear of Ben Hashmashos. Different than what we're going to say now, even the various shear which are different than this one. Ezu Ben Hashmashos. You want to say the Braisa, what is Ben Hashmashos? Mishetishka Achama, Heshehalek, Adam, Chatzimil. When the time of sun sets, enough time for a person to walk a half a mil. To go a half a mil. Now, we know that normally, in our Chaim, the Rambam brings down, it's a Bishnebura, Be'alacha, or a Chashulchan, that it takes normally, it takes a mil, is an equivalent of 2,000 amos, which is an average of, say, about 18 minutes. So we're talking about now a chatzi mil, half of that. So it's obvious, you're talking about half of the 18 minutes is 9 minutes. That's the shear of Ben Hashmashos, according to this Braisa, Divrei Rav Nechemya, is Rav Nechemya's opinion. Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yossi disagrees and says, Ben Hashmashos Keherifayin. This is a statement that we always refer to. Ben Hashmashos is like the blink of an eye. V'lo yochlu la'amur al chachomim. The chachomim are not able even to determine it. We know that a blink of an eye, you know, as man, we just said that Nechemya says, Chatzimil, it's Zman Masuyim. It's 9 minutes, it's 18 minutes, it's 3/4 of a mil. That's Zman Masuyim. Keherifayin, a blink of an eye, cannot be done. There's no time. You can't measure in time the blink of a person's eye. So therefore, that's Ben Hashmashos, says Rav Yossi. It's not identifiable. It happens so quick that you can't even quantify it. And by the way, that's the difference between this opinion that we said before, the opinion that we quoted from Tanchuma of the Tipas Dam Shenesun Al Gabe Chidush HaZayev, as explained by the Pnei Moshe. That is longer than a karafayin. The blood that can be able to stay on top of the top of the sword for a split second is a zman masuyim, a very short zman, but a zman masuyim, and that would be considered ben hashmashos. Mashenkin karafayin is a period even smaller than that, and therefore now even when we say the period of karafayin, what does karafayin mean? Does karafayin mean, if we say that the shear applies according to many shitas, that no one argues with the fact that that it's a shear, tishka chama is kachatzi mil. So then what is Yossi saying about a karavayin? So the difference the chachamim explain, the way the mefarshim explain this, is that it's a question of when the harif kayin is. Is it the beginning of that zman, or is it the end of that zman? Is it the beginning of that Zman of Ben HaShemashos, or is it the last moment of the Ben HaShemashos? What is considered the period of Keharif Ayin? Says the Gemara, there's a machlokes es amarayim as to what the Tanoim mean. Yosi baruch acha b'avi osfer. Yosi Rafa was sitting. Amar Rav Yosi Rav Acha lo mistabra. The Yosef Chatzimil, the Rav Nechemik, Keharif Ayin, Rav Yosi. He says it's not reasonable to assume that the end, the shear of a chatzi mil of Rav Nechemia, which we said is a period of 9 minutes, is Keharif Ayin Rav Yosi. Is a shear, the shear of Yosi is Keharif Ayin. In other words, if they come together, that the Yosi Shita is the Keharif Ayin, the blink of an eye, at the beginning of that Bein HaShemoshes period of Rav Nechemia. And therefore, their only argument between Rav Nechemia and Rav Yosi would only be is how long is the period of Bein HaShemoshes. According to Rav Nechemia, it starts at this second and continues for 9 minutes. According to Rav Yosi, it starts at that same second, but it ends Keharif Ayin. Is that what it means? Or do we say that there's a different starting period? That maybe Rav Yosi's Keharif Ayin is at the end of the 9 minute of Ben HaShemoshes of Rav Nechemia. What does it mean? You have a machlekes, the chayra of Amarayim, between Rav Yosi and Rav Akko. What machlekes Rav Yosi and Rav Nechemia? Amalei, Rav Akko said, Afanah Sarakin. I also think so, that you're correct. However, Rav Chesky lo yomakein. Rav Chesky did not agree. Ella, what does he say? According to Rav Chesky, the pshat and Keharif Ayin of Yosi is kol Keharif Ayin. The Keharif Ayin shebechatzi mil d'Rav Nechemia safiku. Not the first Keharif Ayin of the 9 minutes, or even the last Keharif Ayin of the 9 minutes, but rather the shita of says a shita of what we're saying now. The Zman is what Rav Abba is telling you. The Zman of the shita of Rav Yosi and versus Rav Nechemia is in the 9 minute period of Rav Nechemia. Every hair of eye, every blink of an eye during those 9 minute period is considered a suffix yom, is Ben HaShemoshes. So it doesn't mean the beginning of the 9 minutes, but any time in that period you take a blink of an eye time, amount of time, that is a suffix man, whether it's Yom of Alayla. And that is the explanation, the Machloikas Amarayim, into what the Machloikas Tanoim is between Rav Yosi and Rav Chizkiyo. Of course, those times are not able to be measured. We measure the period of Halacha, the Shita that we paskin, is the full Zman of what we call Chetzi Mil, or even furthermore, some say it's even more than a Chetzi Mil, which we're going to see as we go further in the Gemara. There are continuing Shitas that we're going to see as to what the next other opinions could possibly be in the period of Ben HaShemoshes, and that will begin, Be'er Shem, in tomorrow's daf.